Hey everyone, you're listening to the Reality Talk Show. I'm Ganesh Sharma.
I'm Naveen Kumar.
And I'm Praneet Kumar.
Awesome interviews. No. Hey everyone, welcome to the Reality Talk Show. We are in conversation today with Rizwan Hussain. He is being my colleague and also he's a great filmmaker. He's making extraordinary short films that's been inspirational. Hi Rizwan, welcome to our show.
Hi Ganesh, thank you so much for inviting me to your show.
And welcome to our co-hosts Naveen and Praneet.
Hey guys.
Now today is an interesting conversation because today we are talking about something that we all share a passion, something in common, that's movies, short films, right?
Yes, yeah, that's true.
And Rizwan's works, I think both the movies that we sat and saw were really inspirational to us.
Yes. Yeah, it was quite inspirational, entertaining, and it was really beautiful. I enjoyed it a lot.
Rizwan, what really drew you into short films, the very beginning? How did it all begin?
I think I have to start from very beginning.
Yes,
from
that's what
we want. The beginning.
We want the
origin. The origin, it all started because I grew up in Vizag. So we have a film society, children's film society, where monthly once they screen feature films for children's. So I started watching movies there. Later, they have a film society, Vizag Film Society, where they play all the international award winning movies monthly once in university, Andhra University. So I used to watch a lot of world cinema over there.
How old were you when you started watching these?
I think 20.
20.
I think during college, 18, I guess.
Okay. But what made you realize that you wanted to make movies of your own? What drew you into that?
I think it didn't start like I wanted to become a filmmaker or something like that. Because I was studying in engineering, so we always used to see notice board, like there is an inter-competition meet, so there is a paper presentation or project presentation, a lot of things are there. I'm not able to participate in any of those things, but I saw this short film making. So we started talking about why don't we make a film? That's where it all started. Like first short film, like during our first year completion, we were sitting and we have 1 month of holiday. We don't know what to do. So then suddenly I only said, why don't we make a short film?
Okay.
So one guy said, okay, I have a camera. And another guy said, I know a friend who does editing. So the remaining two were looking at me and like, okay, we are the actors. So that's how it all started. So
if you don't mind, could you tell us a small like, can you explain what was your first short film was all about?
Yes. At that time, I read in a newspaper like a heading called Speed Thrills But Kills. And there is a story which was there. And I read it and I wanted to address that. Because when I was in college, and every day a lot of my friends are coming in bike. So I see that's speed. Every single day I see them. So that's where it started. So I narrated, I just built a story just to make that short film. And I told to my friends, they were ready. Tomorrow we are going for a shoot. I don't have a script. Because I am not from a film background, I haven't read anything about filmmaking at that time. I don't know anything. Just I know the story. Like I have written only dialogues. I don't know how to storyboard anything. But tomorrow, next day, the very day we went. And we all started making movies. I don't know from where it, how I made it, but we made it. So, we learned it through making films.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your engineering life.
It was fun. We are like five friends together, like five, six, eight, one batch, like who are all have a common thing, like movies, interested in movies. So we used to roam, we used to watch movies, as well as make every semester holidays, we make one short film and we participate in all the college festivals. We used to win cash prizes, with that we used to have treats, and we along with those money we also used to make another film, and yeah, it was fun. There were a lot of winning things. So even college days or HOD uses attendance if we go to any festival and all.
Oh, that's nice college.
That's a nice thing.
Because we represent our college and other colleges, and there is a winning, we will get a national news article about the film and the college team.
Which was the first award that you won during your college?
I still remember that only I was the only person who went to that film festival. None of my friends came that day.
Okay.
So I was very sad and sitting idle throughout the 2 days festival, which I went to Andhra University.
Mm-hmm.
And the competition was really high. There were like 45 participants.
Okay.
From past 2 days, continuously screening movies. When my film got screening completed, there was no claps, nothing, nobody's there. I thought no one understood or what. Second day, the entire screening got completed. Then the jury person, he came forward and he started speaking about the whole event. And he described about all the movies which he has seen. And he also said why we have to make short films, what is the purpose. He was the department head of mass communication.
Okay.
So he explained about all the films which he has seen for that day, and at the end he said, I have seen three films, I have chosen three films to award. And he said third film, second film, and the first film he was telling. I'm like, okay, he's talking about my film. And nobody is there right next to me, and I was the only person sitting there. I don't know how to express. So that was the first film which we won like 5,000 cash prize in Andhra University.
Okay.
That's a good
and
one.
The film which I made was the third short film with 100 rupees.
Whoa.
Awesome.
With 100 rupees you finished the entire movie?
Yes.
So the people who are out there who say that the budget is not enough to start a movie or do a movie, you guys should listen to Rizwan.
Yeah, exactly. With 100 rupees in a day.
What did you use it on? 50 rupees for the props and yeah, the rest 50 is for chocolate for the kid who acted.
Oh, nice. What were the cameras that you were using at that
time? Those were digital cameras, point and shoot cameras.
The ones that you had with you guys itself?
Yes.
That's something where we all started our journeys with digital point and shoot cameras, right?
Yes.
Sony CyberShot was the one I think we
might have. Yeah. So that was the first camera I got, and that too it was a display piece. So I took it, I started taking photos. I took like 30,000 photos. After that, I was like, okay, fine, take a DSLR. Then we started making our first short film in college.
Yeah, the first short film, I think it was Dahej.
Dahej, yeah.
I'll tell you, our first short film was a disaster. We used a digital camera that was running on tape, actually. You had those small cassettes.
Yes.
We used and recorded that. And the camera was fixed in one particular place. It was like in a living room like this where we are sitting. A camera was in that particular position and like all the wedding talk is happening around here. He was the actor, my mom was the actor, and that's how for us it started. Even though it was a disaster, it's something that we always remember even
tonight. Just wondering, where was I when this was happening?
you were doing your engineering, you were in your prime.
Okay.
Things we didn't know anything about like how shots should be composed, and static shot was the only shot that we knew.
We never knew any of the technical stuffs when we really started with short films.
Yes, definitely. Even I'm the same. Like, I don't even know that we have to shoot a scene in two different locations. I mean, like two different frames we have to use.
Yes. That was something, and we never used external mics or anything. It was just whatever we could use were the things that we really... I remember one shot, it was so disastrous. It was a scene where the girl was supposed to carry
not the tea actually.
It was the tea.
Like I had to hold the girl's hand and say that, okay, it's fine no matter what happens.
No, much before that it was the tea scene. Mom wasn't there at home to prepare tea. So I just went to the store, bought Fanta, poured it. It's like, there is something in the cup, just drink it. And like later we see, like we put it on the screen and we were like, it's orange in color. Which tea is orange in color? At least if it was some Coke, we could have said like a black coffee or something. Poured Fanta in it and like orange color. It was like that. But Rizwan, you know, like a lot of them, when they begin short films, they choose different genres like science fiction, romance and all these stuffs. But you were always drawn into real life situations. What was that one thing that made you realize that, you know, this is the particular kind of genre that I'll stick and shoot films?
Maybe because the kind of films I was watching during my childhood, which has created impact. For example, a Shankar film, always, I mean, like close to me, like, and Maniratnam sir movies. To begin with, it all started with Roja.
Oh,
okay. Every year, August 15 and January 26, we used to watch the same movie, TV. So it all started there. And Shankar saw the Indian movie, Indian film.
Which is the first film that you remember cherishing a lot?
Yes, Roja.
Roja.
I watched it a long time back.
But
it has a very beautiful scene, which was the one scene I'll explain to you, where the actor used to fall on top of national flag.
Yes. He rolls.
Yes, he rolls. That was the scene which just like any filmmaker has so far haven't done that. Like, it also won like National Integrity Film.
Yes, exactly. Film. Yes.
So that film was, that scene itself was something different. I can sense it. Like, this is not like a regular film.
Yes. It was something that could have been controversial, but again, it was, since it had a good national sentiment
and
to it.
And well as A.R. Rahman's song behind it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That combination of A.R. Rahman and this, yeah, it just went on.
So it all started with there, but later, when I actually started making films, I got inspired from Anurag Kashyap. He was like guru, right? How to make a film practically. There was a series called 10 Commandments of Filmmaking. There is a video on YouTube, which really inspired me to step out from my home and go out and to make the films actually happen, make it happen. Because when you have a budget or a production, or then making a film is different, but you have nothing, just a passion, and you have to find a team who are equally passionate. But at the end, you have to go to people and talk to them and get convinced and get the location and to make the film. So that is very difficult.
Yeah.
So to do that kind of hard work, you know, actually going out and getting things done is something practical, which I learned it through Anurag Kashyap. So I have to thank him. So
definitely, yes. I saw one of Anurag Kashyap's Josh talks where he said about his struggles, especially with the movie where he had to show old Bombay, and he had no green screen, but he had to utilize the actual Mumbai city,
yes,
but still show it like old Mumbai.
He used to hide cameras.
Exactly, yes. And him sneaking into local train and shooting, and about Gulal movie.
Yes.
And Gangs of Vasaipur, the scene where he had to explode an entire quarry, which they had no budget to do it for a movie, but instead he found a place where there was actually a quarry that was being demolished at that time, when he just set up cameras and like, I'm going to utilize this live situation and use it. And which was that one particular movie where he traveled two Diwalis back to back to shoot?
Second film.
Yeah, that's
first film is in train to Mahakali something.
Yeah.
Do you have any challenging situation which you still remember it was like so difficult for you to get over and do your job, like to get your movie done? So you might have faced a lot of
problems, because being an independent filmmaker, producing myself, is getting location.
Okay.
Before getting location, there is one conversation we used to have with the owner.
Okay.
Whoever the place belongs to. That is very most challenging, because few people judge you right in front. Oh, cinema karana, no. Like, we're going to make film. They don't know what kind of film I'm going to make. So it's not wrong with them also. But they just have to listen to what I'm saying. But the first, when I say movie, they say no. That's the first, that's a disappointment we used to have before making film. We have a story, we know this is what our intention is to make the story and all. But to convince the other person, when you say the first line, I'm a filmmaker, they say no. We don't allow our players to make such movies.
They don't even know what movie it is.
They don't even know. They think movie itself is like big camera will be coming, a lot of crew will be coming, like hundreds of people will come. They make some wrong movies or all. They think they all start imagining and they say no. So that's the first drawback we have to, that's the first stop we'll get. Like,
okay.
We feel, why did I start making films? We feel bad for ourselves before making film itself.
Okay.
Because they treat you like that. Because one example I give you, I met a doctor. He said, we don't entertain such things. Please leave, he said.
Okay.
What is such things? I don't get it. This is also a profession. They don't treat this profession, the people.
Tomorrow the same doctor is going back home and is going to switch on his TV.
Yes. Everyone is watching movies.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. All the kids nowadays are watching movies like Angry Birds or something, and they're eating.
Definitely. Yes.
So, but they treat the people in real life different. So first challenge is meeting the people and get things done. and okay. like getting a location. But I have to mention there are people. Like you will not find those people on the first meet itself. Like when it comes to independent filmmaking, there is no budget, there is no money for, we are not going to pay them. So there, to meet the right person, you need to meet like 9 people before they reject you, and you have to meet the right person, the 10th person, he will give you the what you are looking for. So first thing is patience.
Okay.
To face this challenge, you need that patience.
It's true.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
How about finding the right actors for the story that you have?
Actors, when it comes to actors, I did my last 2 short films in Bangalore, so it was easy only. I mean, like here we have theater actors, a lot of theater actors we find, and there is a group, a lot of Facebook groups where we can post our casting call. And we get a lot of likes, a lot of people saying interested, but at the end you have to, there are also inner patience to meet the right person, because there will be a lot of interested, or you'll get a lot of, like portfolios. But when you begin, like, let's meet, that meeting will not happen. Like it keeps going on.
So you have auditions for them or
no? No. When it comes, this is independent film, we are not paying, or this is like equally passionate people collaborating together. So we the people who are conducting audition and all, it's a paid project. So we can sit at our place and we can do the audition. But when it comes to my story, that I have to go and meet people. So we find coffee shops, best place to meet. So we have a conversation if their interests or what they are looking for and what I am looking for. If both are same, then we'll go ahead and work. But before that, the meeting keeps postponing, because it's easy to say interested in Facebook than to come out of home and travel in Bangalore and meet the person is different scenario. So people keep postponing. So that was the first challenge I used to have. Now I think it's better. So far we have a team, good team. We are making films.
So do you find critics in your life? They pop up from nowhere, make you feel bad?
So far, the 2 movies have received very good response, which is actually a surprise. I will tell you a story. Like I finished my first short film, I mean like recent one, Kolandai. It's been 1 month I haven't not released it, because I thought this is controversial. Oh, people might say something. I was quite, not confident to release it. So one fine day, one of my friend came, he was a North Indian, and I made a Tamil film which he has to watch with English subtitles. So I showed it to him, he watched, and he was like, he gave very good reviews. I mean, like, he told another different story about what he knows. So that was like, I mean, like, I got a little bit confidence, like person who is not able to understand also able to relate to the issue easily. And he started narrating what happened to his, I mean, like, his personal stories and all. So every single time I narrated that story to any person, in return they used to tell me one story.
Okay.
So everyone is getting connected to it. So on that basis, with zero expectations, I released in one short film page called Tamil Shortcuts group, where they released, and we got very good reviews. We got a lot of comments, lots of calls, lots of messages. I was like busy for 3 years.
I remember that time when you released. We were working together, like, yeah, in the same office.
Actually, I went to my native on the day of release. For 2 days, I was staying in native place. I was like, I went to spend time with my parents, but I was like constantly busy with phone. Because I get a lot of messages. But I mean, there is a connect to audience. They liked it. But criticism is always there. I mean, like, 1 out of 100, they will definitely criticize, or they will give you a suggestion. Which is a perspective, we have to take it or leave it, it's up to us.
How did you feel when OTT platform like Viu took over your film, like they wanted your movie on their platform?
Yeah, they were launching their app in all regional languages. So they have shortlisted some 10 short films and they are released. And I was lucky, right time, right place, my movie was there.
Like, did you get a call or a mail from them?
No, it's not like that. They don't approach people directly. There will be another company who will be actually purchasing, acquiring the content from the filmmakers.
Okay. So you did get a call from that company?
Yeah. Yeah, actually in view short films, we are like almost like 75 lakhs views. So after that, we got this confirmation that they want to release it in view application. So we have removed it from YouTube. Still a lot of people will ask for the link, but
yeah,
they can't
exactly,
share.
Yes.
But it's there in OTP, it's exclusive.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
We are in conversation with Rizwan, founder of Right Side Films. Welcome back to the show. How did you get the name Right Side Films?
So I started before producing this short film, which was Kolandai. I was thinking about the name, but I didn't find any name. But I remember a scene from King Kong where the guy who's holding the camera is recording till the end. I wanted him to be in the logo, like roaming here and there, where to fix the frame. And finally, he chooses the right direction. So that's why the name got Right Side Films.
That's a nice story, right?
Like we always have this conversation with us, like, whether to choose left or right, okay, right.
Right. Always to the right.
I actually thought that
I sometimes
meant you have to be on the right side.
It's
like
always a choice.
Yeah. Philosophical meaning behind the logo.
Yes, as filmmakers, you always get to
because
situation
you have to decide between two different things all the time. So, no,
your left brain, right?
Yes, yes. And then you have messages in your movies in the end. So, I thought it was like choose the right side.
I sometimes get confused which hand, left hand, which one is right hand. So, it's always a confusion is there in me. So, I choose the right.
Just go with the right hand.
Yeah.
Right. Tell us about the teams that you collaborate and work with.
Yeah, to begin, first, we collaborated with Bithi Chitra team where the cinematographer and his team of five members were collaborated in terms of producing this first Kolandai short film. And I believe like filmmaking, you can't achieve film. I mean, like you achieve the kind of film you want to make without collaborating with fellow filmmakers or the casting, whoever. This without collaboration, there is no filmmaking, to be honest. I mean, in terms of independent film production, if it is a paid, then you sit in your place, the right person will come and you can hire them. But when it comes to independent production, it's always a collaboration. And like to collaborate, the first thing is like you have to be very confident with them. They can reject your stories in face. You have to face that criticism, not as criticism, but as a good thing. Like you have to be in that comfortable level. So I am lucky that I have a Bithi Chitra team. My cinematographer is Deepak Ram, like first time, and now also one of my colleague who is Arun Palaniappan. The first story, whenever I get the story, I narrate it to them first. So I get the best review from them, so I can trust their feedback and I can improvise and I can go.
Oh yes, Arun Palaniappan is always right on the face in conversation.
Yes.
He never hides anything.
Yes. So you need those kind of people with you. If not, you can't make a film. I mean, it's very difficult to make a film with a lot of, individually you can't make a film. Together as a team, we have to work. So collaboration is really important.
So when you're collaborating with these other makers, did they at any point demand any changes to the story itself?
No. I mean, like we will have a discussion about the story. If there is anything they felt which is not good, which is just not correct, they will definitely give us the feedback. But if it is valid, I will definitely change it. If there is some reason behind it, why it is being told like that, then that is the originality of the story, which cannot be changed. So those things, you will say it like we cannot do this, but everyone agrees before making the film. So once we decided on what we are going to make it, there is no second thought about it. We will do it again when it comes to the final product. Editing is done, then again we will give it to review and people pass on their comments. Something is lagging, some changes they might feel like telling, so we will correct it. So that's how it works. It's in a positive way. There is no demands here. It's all about good for the film. What is good for the film?
Music plays a major role. You know, right?
Yeah.
How do you really manage the music for your short films?
To me, music, I know only Ayyar Rahman music. I grew up listening to his music. So I don't know anything about music, so I give it to my music director, Hari Krishnan. He does the music part for both the short films. He has done it. So yeah, it's good. I know. I think few things which may not work for that particular scene that I can explain, like what type, what is that emotion which we are looking for in the scene. That's what we try to communicate with each other, and we'll be getting that from him.
Recently, in my house, we had a shooting. So as a person, like person who has a house and who agree for all the shooting and stuff, these are the problems that I faced. What happened is, they requested for 2 days of shooting, and I was like, fine. And he's a close friend of mine, so I agreed for the shooting, and he came. So in the beginning, my idea was like, there are going to be hardly like 4 or 5 people who are just going to come shoot the thing, and there won't be a lot of commotion or damages or anything. But during that shooting day, there were 20 people inside my house, and there were a lot of noise, and the shooting went on till 3, 4, 5
in the morning.
In the morning. And at the same time, my friends had come to my home, and the situation was that I had no space to sleep, and I had to find some other place to sleep, leaving my own house. So, like, I do believe that people, when they give their place to someone for shooting and all the stuff, it's fine that they take up this, I mean, it's fine that they can use place, they can do it, but if they do it beyond the time and all, and that if you are living in a society, it kind of scares you. It's in, from my perspective, it's, that's how everyone would think if he is just giving his place or someone to something. And, but I do believe that you would have faced such kind of situation, and how do you face it?
I completely understand what you are going through it. I am sorry for that. And yeah, to begin with, before getting a location for a shoot, I am the one who's going and getting the location. So I know how many rejection I have faced. So one person who's agreeing to this, I mean, like, you can come and shoot. So then and there itself, I will explain like what is the scene we are going to do and how many number of people will be there and what is the time. And unfortunately, the time is not in our control at all during filmmaking. In terms of theoretical, we may decide like for a particular scene to shoot, it may take 3 hours. But to set up a scene, we are dependent on like crew members. So we never know like how much time it takes, and the actors, how many takes they may take. So it may get long. So, but when it comes to my case, I have faced like a lot of rejections before, I mean, like getting like locations. So before, first and foremost thing that I explained to my crew is like, they are the only person who let us, who trusted us to use their property. So either we are making film or not, leave it that I said. Like whether we are completing today's shoot or not, that is second thing. But first and foremost thing, like, they trusted us and gave us the space. So we have to make sure that we don't leave a negative impression, because that will not hurt us. Okay, that will not hurt us, but it will hurt for lifetime. They will never give it to anyone else. Like us, they will not encourage any other independent filmmakers. So the point is, like, first and foremost thing, either we will lose, like we may shoot like less shots. If the time is running out, we may cancel few scenes. We push few things because it's completely like whatever we thought of making, we can't make it in that limited time. So we compromise during this. But what I said, recent shoot, I said, because I have faced a lot of rejections, like, because there are a lot of locations we need for filming. So there's a lot of no, and finally one yes. That yes, we should not let them down. But unfortunately, we also had faced issues like which are not under control. For example, sound. Because we were recording in live sound. So we were very keen on each and every sound which is coming. When it comes to society, we never know from where the sound comes from, because if previously we would have visited the same place where there was no sound at all, but on the day of the shoot, someone might would have turned on speaker, so we will be waiting for that, which we may not be communicating it to the property owner, like, there is a sound, that's why we are waiting for. we would be simply waiting, setting up, and once the sound is gone, then we'll start.
So to face this thing, you actually wait and make sure that the sound is all gone. And or you go and approach those people and request
them? No, we don't approach. I mean, like, they are into their regular lifestyle. Like, we can't go and stop them. Yeah. So it's
and this guy is so thoughtful. Like, he doesn't want to disturb anyone.
Until and unless they are known to us, we can request. But
it's like you're looking at a house which was empty, and then suddenly the door opens, and director comes and like, shooting is done.
we are like
not even a noise, pin drop silence. There was shooting going on inside. I never knew.
The recent short film which we shot in the 2BHK apartment in two different houses.
Okay.
You will never know. You will not find it.
Life is like?
Yes. I'm revealing you.
That's quite interesting because
we thought it's one.
Just now I got to know.
Actually, at the end, I think the location changed.
In the end, the location changed.
Location has changed, but the film we shot is in a two different 2BHK apartments.
Okay.
One apartment we used hall, kitchen, balcony, and the another apartment we used for bedrooms. Because the apartment owner who gave us the home has no bed, but our story requires a bed because we have a bedridden father over there. So we need to go to another apartment which is in the same complex. So they also permitted. I should thank them first of all. Like, well, they are very kind and they gave space. We also did shooting till night 1 o'clock, but the member is also part of the crew.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, casting, so we just got escaped. But definitely it's a painting. I mean, like, it gives a little bit of disturbance to the person who is providing us, but and they are supportive and they are passionate, so we just got escaped, but definitely we would also, I hope I didn't do anything wrong during my shoot. I'm bad. So, but I said to my crew, like, during before the shoot, because these people are trusted us, we should not give a negative impression over there. And once the shoot got completed, we have to make sure that we keep all the things in the same place. That also I used to mention. But I don't know, beyond control, sometimes it will happen. But when it comes to crew, we are like limited crew, like only the camera and his team, audio and his team, and the actors. There is no friends, no relatives coming to shoot. That's our role. Like, we don't encourage like people who just come and just sneak in to watch how the shooting goes on. So that we strictly avoid before the shoot itself, because We have this call sheet. Like, we will prepare like who all members are coming and the point of contact and the location. We follow all the rules, like filmmaking rules and all stuff.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Before moving to Life is Like, let's speak about your first short film under Right Side Films, Kulandai. Tell us a little bit about that, your experience while you're shooting that. What made you, what situation, I know, like, we have seen towards the ending of the movie, what really drew you, but how did you find it? Did you bump across the article accidentally, or did someone narrate that kind of a incident to you?
No, we don't get inspired to one particular moment or something like that. The collective moments, like, for example, today some issue is going on. It makes me to think about it, but I don't do anything. But some other day, something else will happen. But somewhere there is a connecting point we'll be looking for. I mean, it's always been running inside our brain, like connecting points. So that's how I connected the two points, like leaving a girl child on the roadside. Even a few days back also, I have read that news. Every single time I read, it disturbs me. So why is this happening? That question. From that question, we'll go and we'll do the research, like, why a girl child is burden. Then we'll get to know about the education, marriage. Okay. When it comes to village side, as soon as the girl child is born, they first bring up this, oh, how you have to keep start savings money. There is a marriage in 25 years later. They start thinking about that. So why they are thinking, it's easy for, I mean, like, for a person who can afford, it's fine. For the people who are not able to afford, they have to sacrifice a lot of things for that one event, big event. So it is not directly related, but these are all interconnected, like, with this issue. So I just made, I have written actually four different stories, four independent stories, but it's difficult to film for independent story with 1 hour duration. So I have trimmed it to 15 minutes, written it in a dialogue form, not as a visual. As a filmmaker, we wanted to show everything, but I couldn't able to it. But at the same time, I couldn't stop myself from making or telling that story. So we made it into 15 minutes.
Kulande was so emotional actually. Towards the end of the movie, he had sent me the link. My dad, my mom and me are staying and watching. And I could see tears in my mom's eyes when she saw the last pic where you had put like the real situation that drew you, where a baby was inside a garbage bag being thrown out on the street. It's really difficult to come up with stories like this that really haunt in our society every day.
Actually, it's more than difficulty. It's the way we show it.
Yeah.
We can make film about basically any topic, but for a film to be very effective in its storytelling, it has to hit home. At some point, it has to hit you somewhere, and that's the best part about making a film. And that's what you've somehow cracked it.
Yeah, exactly. Such a huge, issue of our society that's, even though you can say it's a backward thinking, but still happening in this current 21st century.
It happens even today.
It's happening even today. That's something really very sad. And delivering that message in such a short duration is a hard task to accomplish. And he has done it right on the mark.
Yes. Actually, it hits a little close to my home as well, because even I have a sister and my parents are constantly worried that I need to save a little bit of money for her marriage. Okay, what about me? Like, no, it's okay, you learn, it's fine. But for the girl, we have to pay. And that thought process, I think it still exists in India for the most part. Though times are changing and people are going away from it, I think things like these still take a time before it just flushes away from our culture. Speaking of short films, I wanted to ask you, are you interested in working in a feature film?
I have ideas of making independent feature films, like within my own production. Like, because when it comes to big films or big feature films, it has to be, there has to be return of investment we have to produce for the producers. So I don't know, the kind of stories I am making, the kind of stories I am interested into, I don't know, I don't think it will generate revenue or not. I am not sure, I am not good at finance. So as of now, I'm not in a hurry to make a feature film. I'm not in a hurry actually. I have to make stories, I want to tell the stories which I really wanted to tell. So as of now, my interest lies in two kinds of storytelling. Like, one is social issues, which are very real, which are happening, and there is another type of stories which I'm really interested, but I haven't started at making it. Those are the stories which I want to tell, which everyone will have it within us, which is nostalgic stories, like what we would have gone through. We would have crossed something, we would have done something in childhood, which everyone has done it. Those kind of stories I want to bring it alive on screen. But so far I haven't made it. So I'm looking forward to telling those stories. Like, for giving you an example, like very small things, those are like not a big things. Why I have interest in those stories, because I have to mention this filmmaker called Majid Majidi. He's an Iranian filmmaker. All his films are like told in, they are not great, not social messages or nothing, but they are like real stories happening inside our home. Is a small brother and sister, and they have a very small problem, conflict, and how they did it. We will also be going through it, but we would have never seen it that way he has seen it. So I have a story, I want to tell those kind of stories, like which are like very small, which we don't even notice there is a story over here. So that kind of nostalgic stories, I want to bring them back to on screen and give the experience to viewer. When it comes to another side, these are social messages, and here the challenge is not just preaching like you don't do this, you do that. No, it's not like that. We don't want to preach and tell what is good or wrong. We want to give an experience, like how they would have gone through it, or a small resolution kind of thing, how we can avoid. Why why I'm making this kind of short film is because I read it somewhere, I don't know, it got stuck into my mind from a long time, like awareness is the key agent for change. So before we are talking about how to stop this building in a big way, and it's all about awareness. Few people are aware of it, so they are avoiding, and the people who are not aware of it still going through it. It's all about awareness. So when it comes to this kind of short film making, we are not looking for a change or something. We are just creating a small awareness, which is helpful for the people on a real life basis. That's it.
Nice. You are into a corporate job and still you pursue your passion. How do you really balance work life and also constantly work on your creativity, coming up with content on a regular basis?
I think it's not challenging at all because we have week off, Saturday and Sunday. We just have to sacrifice few things to achieve what we are looking for. So we made all our short films during weekends, and during weekends only I was meeting all the location or finding casting, everything happens on weekend. But stories is 24/7, it's within you. You always be thinking about it. You speak, even doing something else also, you'll be constantly be thinking. Nobody can stop that. It's unlimited. So you can keep constantly thinking about it and you can develop it. But when it comes to practically making it, it requires a little bit of time. Like I took like 6 months for making one short film. Like only weekends we have. So each weekend, if we consider 4 weekends, like first 4 weekends, we have to finalize the script with the crew members, then finalize with the actors, then finalize location, then shoot. After that, we have a lot of, I'm the one who is doing the video editing. So it was with me for a long time. So I take my own time to edit. There is no rush. There is a famous line which I don't know who said to this to me, like nobody is hurry or nobody is interested to listen to your story. Like we have a lot of content like Netflix, Amazon, there are a lot of stories around there, digital stuff is there around everywhere, wherever you go it's there. So nobody is interested to listen to your story. So the only person who is really interested is you. You are the one who wanted to tell the story. So tell it the way you want to tell. Make it the way you want to make, but take your time, do the best you can do to that subject, because no one is waiting for you. People always think they like, okay, I made short film, next film I have to make it immediately so that I have to impress. No, there is nothing like that. We once the story is fixed, we will edit. Once the product is good and nice, we'll deliver it. So that's my thing.
How about the finance part?
That is, yeah, it's challenging, but it for independent filmmakers, especially, like how I achieved is through collaboration. Because I mean, like if you are interested in cinematography and you want to showcase your skill set, you can't showcase within, I mean, like independently you can't do it. You have to collaborate with people. So it's an opportunity for every one of us. Like there is a story is waiting. I mean, we are going to tell the story, and we have these many opportunities where people can come in and work. This is the base we have created. So here the interested people will be coming and collaborating and working. But apart from that, there is a production. I also believe we always used to talk about this inside our crew member, that who said there is a zero filmmaking? There is nothing called like zero budget filmmaking at all. There is always a number before the zero, which nobody used to tell. Because when we go and make a film, like obviously there is a food, transport, basic things, and the camera equipment. There are a lot of equipment which is required for making film. And when you want to achieve professional quality, then you have to hire a few things. So those are all comes under budget, which we have to sacrifice. Yeah, definitely from my savings.
So yeah, it goes out of your pocket.
Yes. And few things which we can borrow. I mean, like few people who are interested, equally interested, they come, they don't mind. So yeah.
So like, if we can ask, how much money have you invested in both the short films till now?
Apart from, I don't think money... I think I have achieved and made good films, I mean like good quality films with the kind of budget which is very less, but I don't want to reveal it.
Alright, that's fine. What's the next project that you have in your mind?
Yes, couple of short film ideas are there. But the problem is again comes with the location. I have to take my bike and I have to go meet people constantly. So currently I was not well, so I'm not yet started making the next film. But there are stories, there are people who are interested in. Definitely soon we are going to be.
We hope you get well soon and start making more movies. So we are one of those people who are waiting to see more
your
of
next
movies.
Work.
Thank you.
Big fan. My parents love your work. Our colleagues love your work, co-hosts love your work, and we hope that you get more audience. If our audience wants to reach out to you with questions, you know, a lot of them always will have, how did you do this and how did you do that? If they have questions, where can they reach out to you on social media?
I think they can reach out to me directly on Facebook, Rizwan Hussain. It's my Facebook profile name.
Thank you so much for being on our show. It was a great honor talking to you. We wish you all the very best. We will be back again next week with another exciting interview with another extraordinary person. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you all soon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.